the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. I know my own, and my own know me. They will listen to my voice, and they will be one flock and one shepherd. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Though we are in the 40, or if you will, 50 days of Easter, today is Good Shepherd Sunday. I think if you look at the lessons and the hymns, you kind of got that. We're singing constantly today about our Good Shepherd, and we are his sheep. It's one of the most beloved pictures in the Christian church. And in fact, at Trinity Lutheran Church in the narthex when you come, that painting greets you every single Sunday in the narthex. Jesus the shepherd with the sheep, one black sheep, all the sheep gathered around him. Why is it that during the 40, or if you will, the 50 days of Easter, we consider Jesus the good shepherd? I love this time of year because we follow exactly the chronology of the life of Christ from the Bible. From Easter Sunday, the 40 days of giving convincing proofs that he was alive, he ascends into heaven, promises the Holy Spirit, and 10 days later, the Spirit comes down at Pentecost. We're going to follow that exact chronology of Christ's life in the church. And I love that because we are being shaped by the life of Jesus, not by the life of this sinful world. And now during this 40, if you will, 50 days of Easter, what does it mean that the risen Christ is a good shepherd compared to all the bad shepherds out there? What is a good shepherd? A good shepherd has to come from God and does everything for the benefit of the sheep. What is a bad shepherd? A bad shepherd deceives people, is selfish, and does everything to harm the sheep. So the word you should remember today, not only is Jesus the shepherd, but he is the good shepherd compared to all the bad ones around us. So, we proclaim that Jesus is the good shepherd who calls his own sheep by name. The sheep listen to his voice and follow him because they know his voice. Let me ask you, have you been listening to the voice of your shepherd? Do you listen when things are going well? Do you listen when everything is collapsing around you? Sheep always listen to the shepherd, no matter what the situation. Whether there's a thunderstorm or a beautiful sunny day, the sheep always listen to the voice of the shepherd. In Jesus' day, these shepherds were fairly poor. They maybe had 5, 10, 15, maybe 20 sheep. They had a name for every single sheep, kind of like you name your dog or cat. And when the shepherd called the sheep by their name, they literally recognized the shepherd's voice, and they followed him. And if a stranger talked to them, they would not follow. That's how it works with shepherds and their sheep. You are the sheep. Jesus is the shepherd. He placed his name upon you in holy baptism when the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit was placed upon your first name, your middle name, and your last name. Literally, Jesus knows your name. And as a baptized Christian, when you hear the word of God, you recognize the voice of the shepherd. Indeed, when we confess the creeds, as the vicar talked to the children about the creeds, when you know what the creed says, a brief summary of the Christian faith, when someone comes knocking on your door and brings a different gospel and starts teaching contrary to the word of God, you immediately recognize that's not the voice of the good shepherd. That's the voice of the devil, the wolf, and the world. So today, let's look at Jesus, the good shepherd, how we sheep follow the shepherd, and then ask yourself, have I been listening to his voice? Let's first talk about Jesus, the good shepherd. Jesus in the Gospel of John, drawing on the I am who I am, God who spoke to Moses in the burning bush, says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. Now, shepherds do a lot for their sheep, but it's not very often that they lay down their life for the sheep. They may take their staff and drive the wolf away, but actually dying for the sheep? That's what Jesus does. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me. We are connected to Jesus in baptism. The Father knows me, Jesus says, and I know the Father. So because we're connected to Jesus, we're connected to God the Father. Amazing. He says, I must bring other sheep who were not of this fold. Jesus was speaking to the Jews. The other sheep are you and me, the Gentiles. So Jewish and Gentile believers make one flock under the one shepherd, under the one voice. He says, the Father loves me. He has given me this charge. And think of how the Father loves you. The charge the Father has to his Son is, my Son, lay down your life for these sheep. And Jesus says, I do this of my own accord. No one takes it from me. I have authority to lay my life down and to take it up again. If you listen closely on Good Friday in the crucifixion of Christ, it looked to the soldiers and to Pilate like they were in charge, but Christ was in charge the entire time. He allowed them to nail him to the cross. He willingly gave up his life, and after he said, it is finished, with a loud voice, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit, and his spirit left his body and returned to the Father. The centurion knew that this man was in charge, and in fact said, truly, this one who we crucified just now was and is the Son of God. Jesus laid his life down of his own accord. And what is amazing about Jesus is that the shepherd to save the sheep became one of the sheep. This is unheard of. The shepherd became a lamb. The Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. He wasn't content merely to drive the wolf away with his staff. In order to redeem his sheep, he became one of the sheep. And when he was crucified as the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world and took his life back up again in his glorious resurrection, when he was there in the upper room, when he was speaking to Mary Magdalene, there, the shepherd of the sheep had been raised from the dead, the Lamb of God without blemish, now wearing white robes, reminding us of the righteousness that clothes us in holy baptism. Jesus is the good shepherd. There's no reason to look for any other. If Jesus is the good shepherd, how are we the sheep who follow the shepherd? By love, he laid down his life for us. That is love. So we are to lay down our lives for our brothers. If God's love abides in us, we will not close our hearts against our brother. If we have the world's goods and our brother is in need, if the love of God is in us, we will help our brother in the name of Christ. Because God is love, and that love, John said, is shown not just in word and talk, but in deed and in truth. Christians are to be known for speaking the truth, but doing so with love. We are to be known as those who look after the interests of others, not just ourselves. When we speak the truth, as we confessed our sin at the beginning of the service, when our hearts condemn us, God is greater than our hearts. He knows everything. He knows all of your sins, even the ones you don't know. But we have confidence that his love is greater than our hearts because Christ lay down his life for us on the cross in our place. And the reason why he says, beloved, we have confidence before God to believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, is that we come before God the Father's throne with confidence and say, Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner. I am clothed in the righteousness of Jesus Christ, my Lord. I come in confidence before you to bring whatever requests I have, and the Lord hears them. After all, the Spirit has been given to us. We have confidence that we will receive what we ask according to His will as we do what pleases Him. When we hear the voice of the Good Shepherd, then we want to be kind to the other sheep. Instead of taking offense, you bear one another's burden. Instead of holding grudges, you forgive as you have been forgiven. And you find ways you can tangibly show your love for the other sheep in the flock. The Good Shepherd and we are the sheep who follow the Shepherd. Finally then, how have you been lately in listening to the voice of your shepherd? We know that we are surrounded today by many false shepherds and wolves who desire to destroy the church. I could have an entire sermon and just list all the false teachings and all the false prophets that are everywhere. In Jesus' day, in the first century, when the disciples proclaimed the truth of salvation in Christ, the leaders are greatly annoyed with them. They arrest them. They want to re-crucify Jesus through them. They reject them. The people, the priests, the captains, the Sadducees, the rulers, everybody in the high priestly family, Annas, Caiaphas, John, Alexander, the religious leaders who crucified Christ and who want these Christians to be crucified, they were followers of the hired hands. They were ones who taught falsehood and deception, and we are surrounded by it everywhere we go today. That is why it is so essential that we confess the creed week after week. You may not have a degree in theology, but you know false doctrine when you hear it, because you've heard the voice of the Lord in the apostolic New Testament, in the prophetic Old Testament, and have confessed the truth week after week in the Apostles' Creed. Thank God that your children are confessing the same creed your grandparents confessed, so they too can proclaim truth to the next generation. Instead, like Peter and the apostles, we are used by God to teach the fellow sheep as we hear the voice of the shepherd. We proclaim in Jesus the resurrection from the dead. People hear this word and believe. By God's power, filled with the Holy Spirit, we proclaim the name of Christ crucified, whom God raised from the dead. He was the rejected stone, but John said, He is the cornerstone of the church. And Peter and John proclaimed that upon that cornerstone, the church is built. And Peter spoke a word to us about the Good Shepherd that is a Bible passage that all of our children memorize here at our church and school. There is salvation in no one else. There is no other name given among men by which we must be saved. After all, there is only one Good Shepherd, Jesus. And after all, that's the only source of salvation. There is no other name by which we must be saved. So in conclusion, if Jesus is the good shepherd who leads you into the pastures of salvation, still waters of heaven, he's coming to you, guiding you in the word and sacrament as you're connected to his death and resurrection. Beware. Do not listen to mere hired hands. Do not fall prey to the devil and the wolf and false doctrine and false teachers and false prophets. They come only to steal and kill and destroy in hell itself. Jesus alone comes to you into his flock, the Holy Christian Church. There are a lot of bad shepherds in this world. Have you been listening to Jesus, the good shepherd from God? One thing I should say is that a pastor is a sheep by my baptism. But as my ordained call as a pastor is, I am your shepherd, an under shepherd. I answer to Jesus, the chief shepherd, and I am your under shepherd. Therefore, when a pastor preaches, teaches, exhorts, rebukes, comforts, and visits you, listen to the words spoken by your pastor as the words of Jesus, your true and chief pastor. You can't go up to heaven and try to find Jesus, your good shepherd, with your eyes. He comes to you, giving you his body and blood in Holy Communion, and you will see him on the last day in glory. Meanwhile, the Lord has placed thousands of under-shepherds, like me, to shepherd his actual people. Pastors are not perfect, they're sinners too. But when pastors speak the word of Jesus as your pastor and shepherd, it's the word of Jesus that you are hearing. And the reason why pastors ask people to serve as elders or on evangelism or education or the school board or as trustees or on stewardship or as a president or the vice president or a councilman at large or a trustee or a secretary or a financial assistant is so that we as the congregation, as the flock of Christ in this place, may serve one another in our daily vocations and callings. As your pastor, I pray for every single one of you by name, including all of your children. Pray for me, the pastor, and all the leaders of this congregation, that we may ever ignore the bad shepherds and cling ever to the voice of Jesus, the good shepherd, until he leads us forever into the green pastures and the still waters of everlasting life. God grant this for Jesus' sake. Amen. Now may the peace that surpasses our human understanding guard our hearts and minds and faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.